standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the bar gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said,
my name is Marian Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be here with you for the next hour. I've got a lot of local music for you. Bands playing around town soon. Of course, my usual serious guitar time. All kinds of good stuff. I'm going to start with some local bands with upcoming shows in the area, and I'll start with Duck and Cover with Touch and Go from their 2018 album, Rob Them Blind. They're going to be playing Saturday night at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, Mass. Duck and Cover. Thanks.
We'll be right back. remains the status quo. If you dislike your position, then you know it's time to go. Getting mad, getting even, only works in TV shows. If you want to make some changes, Fred, you must interpose. And take some action for your rights. Ahead to victory.
Just heard several local bands. First was Duck and Cover with Touch and Go from Rub Them Blind. They'll be playing Saturday night at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, Mass. Then you heard Diabligato with Gasoline from their self-titled debut album. They put out a second album later this year. I still don't have a copy of that yet. I got to get one of them. And Diabligato will be opening for Robert Gordon at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on Thursday night. Pretty good gig there. Then Smit E. Smitty with Think, Fight, Forge from his album Just a Modern Guy. Smit E. Smitty and the Fez Tones will be playing Saturday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. Now Friday night, there'll be an evening with the women of Rumbar Records at O'Brien's Pub in Alston, and where you can see several great bands. First, I've got a few of them to play. I've got them all. There's four of them. I've got them all now. First, I have Hambone Skinny with Judgment Day from their 2018 self-titled EP. As I said, one of the bands that will be at that show in O'Brien's Pub Friday night. That's in Alston. Hambone Skinny.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. Killing time, counting down the days. Fall on my knees. Not the way it's gonna be. Praying's not for me.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, you just heard four bands who are going to be playing Friday night at an evening with the women of Rumbar Records at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. Rumbar Records, they have so many good acts on there. And we have four locals. First, you heard Hambone Skinny with Judgment Day from self-titled EP. And after that, you heard, Justine and the Unclean with The System is Set to Self-Destruct from their 2018 album Heartaches and Hot Problems. Then a bunch of Jerks with Sleek Black Cat from their new album Anguish as a Second Language. And the set ended with Lily Black with Take the Crown from their 2018 EP Cover It Up. Lily Black's a pop-punk band from Cambridge, Mass. Four members, two men, two women, all quite young. And these four bands, Hambone Skinny, Justine and the Unclean, A Bunch of Jerks, and Lily Black will be playing at an evening with the women of Rumbar Records at O'Brien's Pub in Alston Friday night. Sounds like a great show. Now I get some serious guitar time for you. I'm putting some in. Usually I do it at the end of the show, but when I have only an hour show, as I do during the school year here on MFO, I try to stick it in earlier just to make sure it fits. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to start with Soren Anderson with City of Angels from his new album, Guilty Pleasures. Soren Anderson's a Danish guitarist, been playing with lots of known musicians, particularly throughout Europe, for many years. He's been the guitarist in Glenn Hughes' band in recent years. When I saw Glenn Hughes doing his Deep Purple show in the past year, Soren was on guitar with him, and he sounded good. He's also a songwriter and producer, co-owns Medley Studios in Denmark. Great guitar. Soren Anderson with City of Angels. Yeah, wasn't that one amazing? I love that one. That's from the album of Mike Zito and Friends. Rock and Roll, a tribute to Chuck Berry, and that was Wee Wee Hours featuring Joe Bonamassa. All that great soloing. Woo! Great, great stuff. Blues guitarist Mike Zito's friends on this album, Mike Zito and Friends, include lots of good musicians, some well-known and some not so much. And as I said, that one had Joe Bonamassa. Before that, you heard German band Four Cool Cats with the single The Beast. Bassist John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany, sends us these tunes, and the serious guitarist is Guy Even Vandal. And this set started with Soren Anderson with City of Angels from his new album, Guilty Pleasures. It's a nice shot of serious guitar time for that. The mid-show serious guitar time. Well, a little later than mid, but now I have something from a brand new album from the Amplifier Heads, the new band of Sal Baglio, who you may remember from the Stompers back in the 70s. Ducky Carlisle is on drums, as well as recording, mixing, and co-producing the disc. And the new album is called Lauda. And from that disc, this is Beat Club, the Amplifier Heads.
Yeah.
Let's see now, what did we just hear? Let me get this. We heard, first the Amplifier Heads, Sal Baglio's new band with Ducky Carlisle on drums, and that was Beat Club from the new album Louda. It's a great album. I just listened to it the other day. Man, all really good stuff, real good rock and roll. After that, you heard Bad Marriage with their new single, Ready, Aim, Fire, from their self-titled debut album. Great song, great band. And then you heard the Doug McDonald Band with I Went for a Ride, which was a new song they put out not long ago. That was for Patty Short. She requested this from me maybe a few weeks ago when I didn't happen to have it here at the time. And I just noticed she was listening, so I thought I would look for it, and I found it. And that's for you, Patty. Hope you're still listening. I went for a ride with the Doug McDonald Band. A lot of good stuff here, huh? Yeah. Let's see. Now, I don't have that many minutes left to the show, so I probably shouldn't play another song. Well, let's see. Could it? No. Yeah, it looks like the next DJ's heading in, so I think I'll wind it down here and thank everyone. I want to thank you all for listening. I love playing music for you. I love trying to find, my show's called Rock Under the Radar. I like to try to find like good rock that you might not have heard before, and blues too, of course. And it's like these days, a lot of people think rock and roll is dead, but it ain't dead. You just have to look for it. So I try to find what I can for you. Play you some good stuff, and of course, play a lot of local stuff and serious guitar time, of course. So anyway, I'll be back here again next Monday at 2 p.m. I also am at WCAC at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and Mark Skin Radio at markskinradio.com at 10 to midnight on Thursday nights. He said I'll be back here next week. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. So until next time, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. And right now, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.